In ACA, step four is about what happened to me. And in AA, step four is about what I did. That is, in ACA, we do a searching and blameless inventory, and it's blameless for several reasons. Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching. This is episode 224, taking a searching and blameless inventory versus a searching and fearless inventory. I want you to know that I just recorded the title 5 times because I couldn't get the words out. Anyway, I had this conversation for the umpteenth time today with somebody in recovery, so I think it's time that I record it for my podcast. What I'm talking about is the difference in step four specifically in ACA versus other 12-step programs. ACA is Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, in case you don't know that, and I'll put a link to the fellowship website in the show notes. For those who are not in 12-step recovery, the fourth step is where we typically take a searching and fearless moral inventory of our lives. For most of us, this is the first time we've taken a good, hard look at our patterns of behavior. Specifically, we're looking for, what was my part in all of the chaos and drama and dysfunction in my life? Now, even though I'd been in therapy for almost 4 decades, taken every fucking psych assessment you could imagine, read a gajillion self-help books, and done tons of other self-help work and introspective work and spiritual stuff and workbooks, blah, 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 nothing got me to see myself like the 12 steps of recovery, especially step four. I saw myself in ways I never did before, some of which I shared in episode 219 about my spiritual awakenings. So I'll link that in the show notes if you want to listen to that. Looking at, quote, my part was the thing that really got me to come out of victim mentality, which was my most important paradigm shift of recovery, though there were many. Coming out of victim mentality showed me that I lived in blame of other people. Now, I wasn't walking around pointing my finger at people going, it's your fault, it's your fault, it's your fault. But I clearly did not think that the messed up things in my life were my fault. I used to think things like, well, if he would just fill in the blank, or if she would only fill in the blank, then everything would be okay, which is the same thing as living in blame as other people. Okay, so now that we have that down, I want to talk about the difference between the way step four is done in ACA versus the AA big book way of doing step four. In ACA, step four is about what happened to me. And in AA, step four is about what I did. That is, in ACA, we do a searching and blameless inventory, and it's blameless for several reasons. One, we inventory the family system. We're looking for patterns in the family tree. It's the system that's broken, not you. And we don't want to blame people because they did what was done to them and they did the best they could. It might have sucked, but it was still the best that they could. It might not have been good enough, but it was still the best they could. And because we're a product of our environment, we often become just like them. No matter how many times we told ourselves we never would, we often repeat the patterns from our family. In AA, you take a searching and fearless moral inventory, which means that you leave no stone unturned. You go about this without fear of what you're going to find because you need to be ruthless in figuring out what the fuck you've been doing so you can change it. So what's the difference here in what it actually looks like doing an inventory in these two different ways? In OA, when I did step four using the AA Big Book, the question was, what did I do? What were the kinds of things I did to create the dysfunction and the drama in my life? But in ACA, the question was, what happened to me? As opposed to what did I do? Now, I still got at what I did by way of what happened to me. So here's a good example from my life. What happened to me was that I grew up in a family that engaged in indirect communication. In other words, you never communicated directly with the person you had difficulty with. You talked to everybody around them, and you didn't talk about the problem. You talked about the person. There was no solution orientation. We weren't trying to get to the bottom of the problems and solve them. We were trying to pass the blame. There was no direct communication and there was blaming. So this was a communication pattern laid down in my family before I was ever born. So there was no hope of me growing up in that family knowing how to directly communicate. Because we're a product of our environment. If you grow up in an environment where communication is indirect and people blame others around you for everything, you're going to perpetuate that. So what did I do? Well, I gossiped. Now, it's not like my parents sat me down and said, hey, we're going to talk about other people behind their back. No, they demonstrated that behavior over and over and over again. This explains why I did not understand that many years of complaining about my boss behind her back was gossip, which is kind of hilarious because that's the fucking definition of gossip, talking negatively about someone behind their back. I just didn't recognize it for what it was because of my upbringing. That was just what you did in my family. Now, in ACA, I learned that I gossiped because I grew up in a family that taught me this kind of behavior. Knowing that took the sting out of realizing that I gossiped. I was not riddled with guilt and shame, like, oh my God, I'm a piece of shit because I gossip about people. Now, I still had to stop gossiping no matter where it came from, but there was an explanation for how I got to be that way. Now, if I had done the steps first in OA and found out that I was a gossip, I would have been riddled with guilt and shame because in that program, you're not allowed to look at other people's behavior. You're only allowed to look at your own behavior. You're not allowed to look at the family system because it's all about you being selfish, self-seeking, self-centered, and all that kind of stuff. That being said, I am a huge fan of OA and AA and the Big Book, and I'm a huge fan of the 12 steps. I'm just saying that for people who were traumatized, that guilt and shame they feel from doing step four can be paralyzing. I've seen a number of people practically implode on step four in OA because they were adult children. If you grew up in a dysfunctional family, it's really important to take a look at the family system. I've repeatedly seen people come to ACA after years of being in another program. Maybe they've been sober for 20 or 30 years, but they're fucking miserable. And it's because they don't understand the trauma and they've never looked at the family system. And the other thing they don't understand frequently is the difference between the traits of an adult child and defects of character. In ACA, the way we talk about it is the traits of an adult child. Those are survival traits that we developed so that we could make it through this dysfunctional family. And those are like the branches of a tree. And then the defects of character are like the fruit on the branches of the tree. So we develop these survival traits to survive, and they warp into these defects of character. Now, I'm not going to go into the 14 traits of an adult child on this episode, which we affectionately call the laundry list traits in ACA, because I have other episodes about those, which I will link in the show notes. When people hear the list of the 14 traits, they're like, oh my God, that's me. But when they hear the list of their defects of character, they feel horrible, often thinking things like, oh my God, I'm a piece of shit. They feel validated when they hear the 14 traits, but like a piece of shit when they hear their defects of character. That is a good sign that you're probably an adult child and that taking a searching and blameless inventory of your life is going to be much more helpful to you at this point in your life than taking another searching and fearless moral inventory of your life, because you're not a piece of shit. You're a product of your environment. Yes, you may be an addict and maybe you did lie and cheat and steal, but you got that way for a reason. You developed those behaviors because you're a product of your environment, and addiction is about easing the pain and suffering from trauma. So you're not a piece of shit. You're a product of your environment. And if you take a searching and blameless inventory of your life, you're likely to get to the bottom of all the issues and heal the trauma and be able to live happy, joyous, and free. So perhaps the next time you do the steps, it might be fruitful and healing to take a searching and blameless inventory through ACA rather than taking a searching and fearless moral inventory in AA again. If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.